Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Blue Shirt Underground. Motherfucker.
This is an unlawful gathering. This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger? Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
Back from the throes of a hellish stomach flu. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 1st. Eddie, how are you?
Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day. Anthony! I'm doing pretty good.
Prince.
I'm glad you're back, despite what you may have heard of. I do honestly want to thank Joe Catroni and Margaret Hurley for joining me in the Critical Thinking Hangar and helping me do 90 minutes of gymless broadcasting, which, you know, it wasn't the same, but we managed to muck our way through it, so I'm doing good. Playoffs are underway. The Islanders are... you love that music. The Islanders are shitting the bed as we speak. Screwing the pooch, so that's good, too.
What's the score of the Islanders game?
5-0 after 2.
Oh, way to go, America's team.
If you're nappy and you know it, got pulled.
Cap, cap, cappy, goodbye.
Nap, nap, nappy, don't cry.
Your 5 o'clock shadow makes me cry. Looks like Fred Flintstone with that shaded. He's always, like, you know, he's always got that 5 o'clock. It's like perpetual 5 o'clock shadow, like Fred Flintstone.
The great Kevin Poulin is in nets for the Aslanders at this point. And then a lot of people are rooting for Pittsburgh because, I mean, rooting for the Islanders because they want the Islanders to beat Pittsburgh, but it looks like there may be no chance in hell that's going to happen. But, hey, it's early. I don't want to get too crazy and, you know, rubbing it in because we have an exciting playoff series coming our way, and I'd like to see us get off to a 2-0 lead or split at Washington and start feeling a little more confident about the team before I get crazy with the rubbing it in.
Agreed. So you want to finish? You want to finish some thoughts from last night, I guess.
Why don't you play your little clip? You've been, you have a little fun at my expense yet again.
Hey, I'm not the one that says these things.
Well, you know, I'm trying to fill up airtime. I don't know, maybe take it out of context. You don't know. I mean, you do know, actually, well, because you edited the clip.
I know. I pulled the clip to bust your balls and then defended you at the same time.
Well, that's true. Well, explain to the folks what you were doing and how that clip came about, and we'll get back into the ratings, and then we'll talk about the...
Well... If you missed the Eddie and Joe show last night, you know, Blue Shirt Catroni Ground Radio, you know, the two of them were talking, and the subject turned to me and my health, and you know, I couldn't help but pick this up.
Jimbo's a little down and out, so
yeah, he's a little under the weather, and I'm glad.
So there you have it. He's glad. He was glad. I'm over here shedding and puking. I got it coming out of every orifice. I can't get out of bed. Meanwhile, I'm laying in bed. I got my phone on. I'm actually listening to the show. I listened to about 10 minutes. I fell asleep. Not because of you, but because I couldn't get my head. I couldn't get out of bed. Lay there all day watching god-awful TV. I'd blow my brains out if I didn't have a job. I mean, it's just awful. How many episodes of Roseanne could you possibly watch? Oh, there's Eddie. Oh, yeah. Oh, Chip's under the weather, and I'm glad. Eddie and Joe coming at you.
Jimbo's
coming
a little down and out. So.
Yeah, he's a little under the weather, and I'm glad.
Et tu, Geico.
Oh, boy. No, I mean, you know, listen, I wasn't glad. I was glad that Joe called. That was the thing. I wasn't glad I was rooting for you. I was so glad that you could make it tonight. Somebody could actually run the switchboard in an efficient manner, unlike myself.
From what I heard, you did fine.
It was a good broadcast. You know, listen, we got a lot of things done. None of your, you know, you try to, you know, you try to make this show less serious than it really ought to be.
This show couldn't be any less serious. This show couldn't be any less serious if I got down on my hands and knees in blackface and sang Mammy.
Oh, no, come on now. I'm actually pulling a John Wayne Gacy right now. I'm wearing a clown suit. So, yes, you're right. It couldn't get any less serious. Okay, with that wacky segue, let's go back to the defenseman. We left off. We did the Girardi bit. We did the McDonough bit. I guess we'll go with the Stahl bit. I gave Stahl an A. We were doing like A to F ratings. I think he really was beginning to emerge into the player and the defenseman that we saw before his concussion. But then that ridiculous eye injury came, and, you know, the Rangers really miss him. I really think a lot more than a lot of us realize, because he eats up so much minutes. He's so defensively sound, and he has, like, and even Margaret had made a comment about it. He has that, like, a mild snarl to him in front of that net that kind of keeps people away from Henrik. So I really think his coming back, and actually this goes into our playoff thing, Stahl's a guy that really, really would need and do need to shut down Ovechkin. And so I gave Stahl an A. He looked really good up to the injury. Where did you see him?
And Stahl and Ovechkin have quite a bit of history.
I think what kind of history?
They've gone at it a few times. Ovechkin's one of the few guys we've seen Mark Stahl really show some snarl at. Some jam or some cowboy, whatever you want to call it. Some bravado, some moxie. Sound like Big Ange. Mark Stahl is a great defenseman with snarl.
Mike from Canada. Sandpaper. Very good. Very
Rick.
Good.
Exactly.
I like that. So that's where I got him at.
I'll put him in a B plus.
B plus?
B plus. Somewhere around there. He was rather, what's the word I'm looking for? Mysterious when asked if how the injury was healing up. And he just said, I'm not sure if I'm playing tomorrow.
Oh, come on. It's like so many unanswered questions. It's like watching episodes of Lost over there. I mean, really. It's like the finale. What the hell happened? Anyway, going on, this is a real controversial one, I think, and we're going to talk about Michael Delzato in this one. I kept hearing how MDZ improved defensively earlier this year. I didn't really see it. You know, I guess he wasn't making glaring errors and, I don't know. He wasn't making that big stretch pass that he always do. He's keeping it simple, simplify it. But then later on, that stuff kind of emerged again. And to me, he was a guy that I was kind of hoping would add more goals. I mean, he only had 3 goals on the season. I mean, he did have 18 assists. But for a guy that we, you know, is supposed to be our power play quarterback, you know, he had some power play points, but he had 0 power play goals. So to me, you know, I had to give him a C. I couldn't give him anything that I really thought was a positive this year. I know he's young, and I know we got to be patient and the whole bit, but for a guy who was there supposedly for his offense, I just didn't see enough of it. Where are you on him?
Would you give him a C?
C.
C. You know, he's kind of like the Robin Williams of defensemen when he's, you know, for every Mrs. Doubtfire, there's like 3 Patch Adams. I mean, when he makes a flop, when he's a flop, I mean, his mistakes are just whoppers. You know, I mean, his mistakes, he makes like hockey 101 mistakes. You know,
yeah.
And you just think he's a semi-functional disabled child. And then, you know, he'll make some nice plays and nobody
black face, disabled. Would you like to offend anybody that helps in this program so far?
Like, you know, well, I figure I'm on the way out here. Catroni's got 1 foot in my seat. And, you know, and like George Kennedy said in one of the Naked Gun movies, well, if I'm going out, I'm going out happy. So this is it. You know, like Johnny Carson, his last 3 weeks, he didn't give a shit who he pissed off. So I figure if I'm on my way out, I might as well just offend the whole goddamn lot of you. Here we go.
No. You're not on your way. You know that.
Here, you want that? They were talking about... No, I can't. Forget it. We'll get off topic too easy. Delzato, look, Adam's already wishing me well. Yeah, join me on the Fully D show starting next week. I'll be the one to sleep.
All right.
Oh, I know. Joe Catroni just texted me and said, this is great radio, and we've gone through a player and a half. His mistakes are just, they just seem like monumental, colossal, Ishtar, Heaven's Gate, John Carter mistakes.
I like John Carter. I thought that movie was better than the reviews. But anyway, I digress again off the topic once again. Yeah, he'll make that play that you say, hasn't this idiot learned anything this year? Oh, I mean, over the last 3 years? Has he learned anything? And then he'll make a good play and say, oh, he's progressing. So I think, you know, I'm not on the hate Michael Delzato bandwagon.
Nor am I.
But I am, you know, somewhere in the middle with the guy. So some of the chatters disagree with my John Carter. Maybe Jeff Carter, you meant, instead of John Carter. Jeff Carter had a good season. But and then you have Costa, who says trade his ass.
For what?
Okay.
What are you going to get for him?
I don't know.
Costa just wants to trade people. Never enough body count for Costa. He's like Phil Leotardo with the trades.
Yeah. He wants to trade or tank. TNT.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. TNT. Trade and tank.
Trade and tank.
That's his new nickname, TNT.
Yeah. Costa.
All right.
Greek star of the Paulie D show.
By the way, the Uncle Joe and Uncle Ed show will be premiering on Prism Cable Network.
Well, Metro
week.
Home Theater.
WHD. On Channel 68. U68. All right.
We preview this weekend.
Uncle Joe and Uncle Ed talk hockey. Steve Emminger, or Emmy as he's known to the people who love him. You know, it's never pretty with this guy. You know, but the guy gets it done. So every time, to me at least, that he's called into duty, he fills the role. And, you know, I think he does the job. I mean, I'm not warming him, you know, with confidence over this guy when he's out there. But I'm not, like, in, you know, captivated by, you know, in Cape Fear mode when he's out there. So I'm not like, you know, some of these guys they've thrown out there, like the Gilroys and the Hammerlicks. I mean, you got to hold your breath every second they're out there. But he wound up a plus nine, you know, in the playing in the fifth defenseman spot, which basically, and he's been paired with a bunch of clowns. Let's think about the six guys he's been cleared, you know, he's been paired with. I mean, you know, the aforementioned Gilroy and Hamerlick and God knows who else. I'm probably forgetting some Bickle. So I gave him a B minus, you know, for what he does. For what he does, I think Steve Emminger has been solid. You just enjoying the music here at the bar, or would you like to partake in the conversation? I guess you're just enjoying the music. So, anyway, while Jim, either Jim is off the air or I'm on the air, off the air, let's hope it's Jim, frankly. So me and Joe can actually start the show. Anywho, let's go on further on to Anton Strowman. Anton Strowman. He did everything they asked of him. I mean, and with Stahl's injury, he wound up playing the third and fourth line, defenseman spot, and did it phenomenally. I mean, this is what it was. The guy plays with himself. He led all defensemen with a plus 14 rating. He's one of the few Ranger defensemen that can get the puck to the net from the point. And he got four goals. So I'm giving Strowman an A. What do you think, Jim? Okay. Jimbo doesn't seem to be there. Now, can you guys hear me? Because I'm getting a little worried here. But I think Strowman, four goals surprised me. So maybe Jim is, maybe Jim's doing his own show. Maybe he switched over to the Paulie D thing, and he is going, he's going that route after he home. I said I was glad that he was sick. Which I don't know. I think that was taken out of context. So, maybe he's, yeah, he is sick, folks. I mean, he's out of sick bay, but perhaps he may be, may still have the green apple splatters. May have gone to the bathroom. My final and, I guess, the grand finale of the defenseman is John Moore, young John Moore. Now, I'm trying not to buy into the hype about John Moore. You're hearing a lot of things that are kind of reminds people physically of a Ryan McDonagh. But I got to tell you, from his play, he's certainly been a surprise of the trade. He's a guy that, you know, he's just been a pleasant surprise. I mean, he's been steady in his limited minutes. He had his first fight of his NHL career. I forgot who he fought, but he did really well. He looks like he might be that sixth defenseman, if Stahl comes back, to be what we've been looking for, who at least can hold the fort until McElrath is ready to play in NHL, which could be another 2 years, maybe another year after this. But he could be that guy, especially if he gets more sandpaper. Is Mike in Canada, develops some more sandpaper in his game, he can be that guy. Are you all right, my friend?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The it's rent day, and I forgot my wife wasn't here, so I had to run out and pay the rent. And then the neighbors sticking his head over the fence. Hey, Jim, you got a minute? No, I don't. And then he proceeds to keep talking anyway. And I'm like, you heard the part where I said I don't have a minute, right? Oh, well, like, okay. And then I run out to the guy paying. Oh, fuck. Let's move on. Let's talk about hockey or movies. I don't care. Or let's talk about you and Joe's new show.
Yes. Well, I was threatening to put him on when you didn't answer me.
I sent you a instant message.
It came out in like Wingdings or something.
Well, I don't understand why it does that. Well, I do, because it's Blog Talk Radio.
Right. So, to me, it looked like, you know, you were painting something in
Klingon.
Ancient Sanskrit. Yeah, it was a Klingon message.
No, it was in
Star Trek. I was going to say Star Trek geeks decoded, but basically right. we are Star Trek geeks. I was sending it to Jason Lynch to be decoded.
Where's he been? Jay and the Dead.
What, did he leave us flat? He became a daddy and then he dumped us.
Eddie, you still got the video on?
No, I'll put it on though.
Oh, let me know when you have it on.
Let's see. All right. Oh, hey! Rehab from our Vegas trip, bro.
How many of those cups did we... I think I emptied about 8 of them.
I drank a lot.
At least. Woo! What a day.
Oh,
anyway.
That was a lot of alcohol.
Where was we?
Girardi? Where was we? I was just finishing up with John Moore. Saying that, you know, if he turns out, you know, if he can play a little bit tougher in front of the net, he may be that sixth defenseman we've been looking for when Staal gets back. So I think he could fit that position nicely, and I gave him a B.
I'll go along with that. I think he could be the perfect pairing for Staal.
I see.
The guy that can move the puck better than Staal. Skates better, I think.
Wow. So that's where I am with the range of defensemen as I round them out. You know, and I did notice one thing before we finish up here, and we'll get to the goaltenders, which is not going to be like some extensive critique on them. But I forgot my thought. I was going to say that after I did all these grades, I said, you know what? The Rangers don't have a bad team. I mean, with the guys that either were traded, like if Gabrick, if I were to give him a grade, I would have to give him a D, okay? I mean, just basically on his production, regardless of the causes of it. And with Clough, with Boyle, he's not playing. Thank God he's not going to be playing tomorrow. Clough is not going to play from what I hear. But really, the problems I really had were with some of the defensemen, such as Girardi and I guess Delgado to some extent, and McDonough being kind of inconsistent. But after I did after I slammed Richards and Boyle, I mean, the Rangers have a pretty good team. I mean, and they must. I mean, because my ratings came out pretty well. I've been slamming steam all year. I'm like, maybe they're better than I thought. But then I said, no, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I'd rather be negative and then be proved wrong than positive than proved to be a nincompoop. Okay, on to the goaltenders, my friend Jim Schmiedeberg, who has paid his rent.
Yes.
With just the funds we make here at Blucher Underground Radio.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Plus $1,100.
Okay. No surprise here. Henrik gets an A+. I don't know about these idiots who called WFAN early in the season and complained about Hank's slow start. They basically should have their Ranger fans license. Their Ranger fans license revoked. So you have the... Have their frontal lobes lobotomized again, if they grew back or something, because frankly, you're nuts. Basically, a slump consisted of him not being the best goalie in the universe for a two-week period. After that, it was lights out, night after night, barrage with shots in front of the net, and a defense that couldn't clear a crease if their lives depended on it. He was simply awesome. I don't have to tell you. You know it. I know it. And more importantly, Hank knows it.
That's right.
I mean, he gets the A+. Now for Marty Bieron. C-. Sorry.
How do you give him a C-? Did he even play this year? What did he play?
Played every game in Montreal he played.
Okay. They all.
I have a hair up my ass about this guy anyway. I mean, the few games that he played, it continues just to annoy the shit out of me with the early soft goals in the game. He's the worst shootout goalie in the league. You might as well put a garbage can in net. It moves more and doesn't have a 5-hole as big as Lindsay Lohan's vag. Time for the Rangers to draft. Time for the Rangers to draft a goalie.
Wow.
Get to it. I've had enough of that guy. They got to start developing a goalie.
We suck, and we sucked at a time that you can't suck.
Speaking of Lindsay Lohan's vag.
Lindsay Lohan's badge. Where was my, get ready for my rim shot. Tell me when you're ready and I'll load it up again.
Yes, there's nothing like spontaneity. Go
yes.
for it.
Okay, here we go. Wait till I say I'm going to do the setup and everything. I mean, the early soft goals of the game, the worst shootout goalie in the league, might as well put a garbage can in net. It moves more and doesn't have a 5-hole as big as Lindsay Lohan's vag. Wow.
There, hold on. Is this one better?
Oh, I like that one.
Do you?
Yeah, as big as a 5-hole as Lindsay Lohan. Let me do it.
All right.
A 5-hole as big as Lindsay Lohan's vag.
Oh, too much of a delay with this switchboard. I don't know why the other clips play right away, but that one there's a delay.
His name is John Rosasco, and he's a complete idiot.
See, that plays right away. That plays right away, but the rim shot, when you really need it, when you need something absolutely 100% spontaneous, as usual, Block Talk shits the bed.
Yeah, I'm with Michael Lakem. Bring back the Salam Aleikum. Michael Salam Aleikum. I'm with him. Bring back the organ music.
I'll play that organ music. It don't matter to me. I was hoping
you
found more. I just like it. Reminds me of like, I feel like Ted Brown here on WNEW, you know?
So that's it. That's the ratings for the 2012-2013 season.
Coming up tonight, it's William B. Williams in the Make-Believe Ballroom. We've got little Tony Bennett and then Ella Fitzgerald taking it to the top of the hour. WNEW 1130.
Is it live or is it?
Yeah.
So what?
Used to be the radio home of the New York Rangers and New York Football Giants.
That's right.
When I was a kid.
Marvin Red Light Messina. Now, the Rangers are playing the Capitals. What a surprise, surprise, surprise.
Can I just jump in on the grades real quick?
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say last night, I'm going to give you, Ryan Callahan deserves an A+. Totally agree with your radio partner's, Joe Catrone's assessment of Ryan Callahan. He is the Adam Graves of his time. You said that last night that I had said that if there was no letter in the alphabet low enough for Brian Boyle. That's not true. I will give Brian Boyle a Y-. The minus is obvious because he's a minus fucking 13. And the Y is because I'm asking, why is he on the power play? Why is he on the ice for 2 minutes to go when you're down by a goal?
Oh,
so he is a Y-. Aaron Asham gets an A+. For the remainder of his Ranger career, for blasting Scotty Hockey on Twitter, That's it. That's all I have to say. But let's talk playoffs. Caps again for the 14th time in 3 years.
I mean, what's the difference, though? There are some differences this time. First of all, we're not good. I think the difference to me... Now, the Rangers won the season series between these guys. The only time that we lost was in the shootout, which was, I think, the most recent game that we played the Caps. I just think with Ovechkin is red hot. I think both teams have been kind of playing teams that are just, just subpar.
Feasting on the bottom feeders.
I mean, yeah, and I think that's, that's why I don't want to, I don't want to jump into Ovechkin's unstoppable. I think one of the keys is for the Rangers to stymie them in the first game and get them thinking. Because when the Capitals, and Ovechkin especially, when he starts to think, he becomes a mess. He starts to try to think different. He gets frustrated very easily. This has been his MO for most of his NHL career in the playoffs, is that when things don't start going well for him, he doesn't give the full effort out there. And the Rangers need to take that and frustrate him. I think also Tortorella has somewhat of an advantage, and I wouldn't say this over too many coaches, but he's basically going against a rookie coach in the playoffs, and Oates. If the Rangers can get back to playing defense and playing it well in their own end, and, of course, staying out of the penalty box against one of the most potent power play in the league, in the Capitals, they could have some success. The Rangers can score some goals, I think, against them. I mean, I'm not overly impressed with the D-men. John Carlson is certainly good and probably due for two goals in this series. Or three. Mike Green, who's come alive offensively, he's a liability defensively. If the Rangers can somehow, get two of the lines going, I think they got a good chance. But a lot of it, the dynamic has kind of changed because there's no more Semin there, who was another guy that you could count that he would not show up for the playoffs. Instead, you got Mike Ribeiro there, who's had a really good season. It's a good player. I think that dynamic has made them a little bit better. Something gave them a little more depth rather than being a one-line team. But other than that, it's the same cast of characters. It's the Jason Chimeras, the Joel Wards, whatever. Joel Erskine, the Carl Erskine, whatever they got over there. That Fakakta, that Airhorn guy. I mean, we're dealing with the same things. How are you seeing this, Jim?
Well, let me ask you questions, and then in the end, I'll give my assessment.
Okay.
Last year's Ranger team going into the playoffs, would you say they were better than this year's team or worse than last year's team?
Well, I think statistically, the Rangers were not hot going into last year's playoffs. They were a 500 team. But
well, take the statistics. I'm just, do you think last year's team was, just go by what you see.
I think the Rangers were a much better team than they were this year.
Okay.
They were more focused on the task at hand, even though the plan was, ridiculous to basically play defense for 60 minutes. They were more focused. But they do have a good energy about them right now. So I was more confident last year because we had a lot of defensemen playing at a very high level.
Okay. Do you think the Capitals are better or worse than they were last year?
The same. I mean, you got a hot Ovechkin now. I mean, that's basically... I mean... I don't know. I mean, they certainly have come on. They have a new coach, a new direction. They don't have the Can You Hear Us guy, Boudreaux, eating his Haagen-Dazs and all that stuff behind the bench. They got a smoking power play. I think they're a little bit better than they were last year. I mean, do I think they're much better? No, not at this juncture.
Okay. So what we're looking at is a Rangers team that is a little bit worse than last year against a Caps team that is a little bit better than last year that took the Rangers to 7 games last year. This is why I think Ranger fans are taking this series far too lightly. I'm seeing way too much Rangers in five. We're going to kill them again. Bah, 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 bah. Everybody's forgetting just how close they came to losing that series last year when they were the much better team, and the Caps took them to 7 games. This series has me extremely concerned. Just because it's the Capitals and not the Penguins and not the Bruins and not Montreal, I don't think that this is some stroke of luck that the Rangers have gotten the Capitals. I think the Capitals are better than they were last year. I think they're being coached more to their strengths than they were last year. I mean, last year everyone who watched hockey, myself included, you included, were speculating over. Was Ovechkin done? I mean, how many goals did he have last year in that series? 2?
Yeah.
It wasn't many. And now, for whatever reason, I think it's just because Adam Oates is letting him play his game. He sure seems rejuvenated. This is a far different team. I am very concerned about this series. I could see the Rangers winning it in 4, 5, 6, or 7. And I can see them losing it in 4, 5, 6, or 7.
No, they've certainly had a hard time with Holtby. I mean, they've only been able to get Holtby basically get any goals against them unless they went to double overtime or triple overtime. They have a hard time with him in regulation. But I think they're not as offensively challenged. I know that's hard to kind of imagine now that you've taken Gaborik out of with a guy like Nash and Klo, if he ever gets in there, and Broussard and Stepan playing it. I think, and if Richards is waking up, which we don't know, the last 8 scrimmages, I'm kind of just not really, I'm not factoring in. If things work right, I think we can get more pressure on them. Like Michael Salam Aleichem was saying, when we played the Caps last year, we had played them after the Ottawa series.
Ottawa.
And basically we're, going behind the net for, the pointless grind for entire periods at a time without getting scoring chances. So maybe the Caps – now, let me ask you a question. Do you think the Capitals losing to the Rangers in 7 games and in the fashion that they did it, they're going to have do you think they're going to have some payback in their agenda in this series?
No. I don't think so. I really don't think that carries over. It certainly didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. Did it give the Rangers any extra momentum, any extra incentive last year with the Caps having knocked them out the year before? Or was it 2 years before? I don't know. Whatever. I don't think that carries over. That Caps team, they never should have went 7 games against that team. They weren't that good.
Well, the Rangers wouldn't have even won that series had Joel Ward not taken that double minor.
That's true.
But I don't know. I think the Rangers are, they may, now maybe, listen, maybe I'm just as delusional as some, but I think the Rangers actually could probably put more pucks towards the net. Because Gaborik is just like, when he's with the Rangers, it's like, he's not a guy who's a playmaker, a guy who's going to be overtly there. He's going to get his goals. In theory, would get his goals, But I think with Nash and Stepan, they have a more cohesive attack, they scored a lot of goals down the stretch against some lame-o teams. I think they can put some more pucks, behind Holtby than they did in the past. The problem is, can they keep them out? And that's what worries me. If the defense can somehow If Girardi can get to back to where he was playing, McDonough stay where he is, and Delzato and Strowman. See, it's a whole different dynamic without Stahl. Stahl is the key. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of people take it too lightly. The Caps, they think, well, we beat them last year. We beat them. We didn't beat them so easily last year. We escaped, you know, to the grace of the hockey gods for most sakes.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, another thing to consider is that only one of those seven games last year, only one was decided by more than one goal, and that was game one. I mean, you know, this is not a... I don't know. Ranger fans seem to see, you know, seem.
They think it's a slam dunk. They think it's a slam dunk.
You know, they're not playing the. I don't know. Who are they not playing?
They're not playing the Florida Panthers. Oh
yeah,
wait, we lose to them too.
Yeah, we lose to them too. You know, they're not playing the. The
Charleston Chiefs.
What? The Johnstown Chiefs.
Johnstown Chiefs.
You know, I think this is going to be a tough series. I really do. But I don't know. I'm not trying to be Joe Negative or Debbie Downer or any of those guys. But I've tried to be realistic through this whole season because I haven't seen what other Ranger fans have seen. You know, I've seen a very, very mediocre hockey team. And, yeah, they got hot down the stretch, but they didn't play anybody of value, and lost two games to the Florida Panthers. So,
yeah.
Excuse me if I reserve judgment on the 2013 New York Rangers for just a little bit longer.
Well, really, this team really goes as Ovechkin goes. You know, I'm looking at the stats here. I mean, the guy had 32 goals and 24 assists in 48 games. 16 power play goals. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if I have this right, but I believe that they were the second worst 5-on-5 team offensively, or maybe the worst. I don't know. I think them and the Rangers were 1-2. So staying out of the box. Yeah, I could have that wrong. I read it somewhere the other day. I thought Russ Cohen posted it on Facebook, and maybe somebody in the chat room knows that for sure. But staying out of the box is going to be crucial for this team. Five penalty games could be the death of them.
Yes, certainly. You know, and they're not a real physical team, which helps the Rangers. I mean, you know, Matt Hendricks is probably the most physical guy on the team. They're strong up the middle. They got Backstrom, they've got Ribeiro, and they got Marcus Johansson, but these guys have basically, you know, they're all 5-6 goal guys. Troy Brouwer had a good season. He had 19 goals. I don't know if Troy Brouwer, I don't know his whole dealio. Is he a legitimate threat, or is this like, you know, kind of a, he's another guy who's benefited by the power play. He's got 7 power play goals. And then their defensemen. I mean, Mike Green had 12 goals. I mean, he's like in 35 games. So the Rangers are going to have to treat him like they treated Erik Karlsson last year in the Ottawa series. But see, the thing is, Mike Green is a defensive liability. You got their back line is Mike Green, John Carlson. Let's see who else they got here. I'm looking down the list. Jack Hillen?
Chimera.
Steve Oleski. He's a left wing. 3 goals he had this year. He'll be a pain in the ass. You know that. But their defense isn't that great. So I think they can call Alsner what was the guy's name? Ed Asner. He's the guy, you know, he's not going to do much.
Who's the other guy on that team that always gives us a hard time?
Brooks Like. Oh, I forgot about Wojciech Volski.
Yeah, Ivan Putski.
Oh, yeah, the Polish sausage is going to be playing for them. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, the key is you got to keep Ovechkin off the board.
I wish we had the old clip from Archie Bunker. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but you are one dumb Polak.
Oh, he's just, you know, again, fearing the Uncle Ed and Uncle Joe show, he's just offending everybody tonight. And I love it. I love it that he's not politically correct. Screw them. Screw the powers that be. We are the powers that be.
Yeah. There's no power that be over us.
Yeah, mercy.
Mercy. We're a broadcast, see?
So, and you got Henrik. I mean, you know, let's not count him out. I mean, this guy's the, if you want a goalie, he's your goalie. But can that defense show up and be focused and block the shots and make the hits and shut them down and clear that front of the net? Can they get it together? I'm already predicting John Moore is getting 5 minutes in playing time tomorrow. Because you know how Torchy loves to play two lines and play three defensemen. That's his playoff plan right there. 40 minutes for Girardi. 40 minutes for McDonough.
Well,
40 minutes for Delgado.
40 minutes. At least this year, at least they have two decent lines they can roll out there.
That's true.
Unlike That's other years. True. I mean, they've got two lines that could score against any of the worst teams in the league. Any of them. You bring us your Buffalo Sabres and your Florida, or never mind, not the Florida Panthers.
But basically, anybody in seeds 9 through 9 through 16.
This team can roll two lines that can score against 90% of your bottom five ranked teams.
Yes. And hey, I know it's kind of ridiculous to even bring up. But maybe the power play can get going.
Maybe.
How is their penalty killing? How's the Capitals penalty killing?
I'm sure it's about to get a whole lot better.
Girardi on that point.
Oh! Bing, bang, boom. Ricochet rabbit at the point.
Oh, God.
Can't wait.
Just hitting the boards and
look,
not getting pucks through. I don't know. That.
Look out, Chase Bank ad behind the net.
Yeah. If it gets through. You're lucky even if it gets through. Do you think the reason he puts Girardi out there is because usually he's accompanied by a point and he's afraid to have, like, he needs a defenseman out there to stop any possible shorthanded attempt? Is that this clown is?
No, he does it just to spite you.
You know what he's doing, though. He's eating my heart out.
Yeah, little by little.
Little by little.
All right, you ready for some numbers?
Give me numbers.
The Washington Capitals have the fourth worst penalty kill in the league. In the league!
In the league!
And that all changes tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, you will see the best penalty kill the world has ever seen. You will think they're the 1976 Russians.
Well,
but they the best power play and one of the worst penalty kills. The Rangers are the seventh worst on the power play. And are, let me see, they are 15th on the penalty kill, right dead smack in the middle, in the good, in the town of Mediocreville, right dead smack in the middle. Too shitty to be good, and not lousy enough to be bad.
Yes, and the thing is that you got the Rangers have a hard time drawing penalties, But on the other hand, they don't take a lot of penalties. But if the Capitals put on enough pressure, they're going to have to take some penalties to stop the scoring chances. So I wonder what's going to play out. Are the Rangers are going to have enough offensive zone pressure to draw some penalties and be able to convert off that? Or are we going to be stuck in game one with a 5-on-3 getting no shots and we're all sitting going, I give up?
Yes.
You're predicting that the latter will happen.
We don't talk about special teams. Next question.
Yeah, I got to tell you, he's a real revelation, this guy. He really just gives you so much. The fountain of information.
Did you hear what he said today about Gavrik?
Yeah, he's trying. Now he's a revisionist, too.
Well, I love. Hold on. Let me see if he has. I want to see if they had his whole quote because there was something he said. Here we go. Here it is. With a team meeting looming at 12:45, he came into the interview room right from the ice at around 12:30 and said to the media, "Notice I have my skates on because I'm not staying here that long. I don't know what you're going to ask me today that you didn't ask me yesterday, but go ahead and try." Come on.
He's Mr. Sunshine. You're that busy.
Yeah,
is he working on the power? He's got to rush back to save the power play and work on it?
Yeah, that's it. And I know you guys will turn it around and say that we didn't like Gabby, and you guys talk about the relationship I have with him. Gabby was a hell of a player, and we miss him a lot in a lot of situations. He almost helped the team get in, so it isn't that way. We ended up getting 3 or 4 players that solidified our core. So don't give me any shit about Gabby as far as our relationship and all that, because it's wrong and it's unfair to both of us. Anybody who believes that, stand on your head.
What a liar. A bold-faced liar. If there was one reporter in this town that cared about hockey, investigative reporter, they would have told him, "You're out of your mind, you moron." Give Rick Carpinello, tell us on this show, the guy follows the Rangers. Say that Gavrik was sick of being Torch's whipping boy. He is the death of fun and creativity. Everything is business. Everything is KGB. We don't talk about when the goaltender, who a goaltender is going to start. I don't talk about the other team. I don't talk. I don't talk. You guys have stupid questions. Answer something, you moron. Again, it's not like we got some kind of secret sauce with this team that nobody can know about. They suck! What are we protecting? The recipe for mediocrity? Oh, my God. No other coach operates like this clown. He's got such contempt. Where does he get all that negativity come from? I mean, really? I mean, the guy is a disgrace.
He's a miserable.
I mean, and he's all smiles on the bench, you know, given and of course, you know, he's got nobody to answer to. They're all like KGB and the Kremlin over there, so it's not like somebody could come to him and say, "Listen, you know, John, this is part of your job description, so can you just, like, not, like, try to, you know, intimidate the writers?" And basically call them liars from when they have said that, you know, previous. Yeah, we all could see Gavrik was visibly disgusted with this guy. When he got traded to Columbus, he was, like, smiling all over the place. It looked like he just got released from Guantanamo. Give it a break. I've had enough of this guy. I mean, listen, I don't want to go into this rant because we're going to the playoffs, but frankly, I've seen enough of him. I know what he's all about. He's not taking us there. That's it. He's not taking us there. And I don't want to... He's joyless. He is absolutely joyless. He's a joyless, arrogant prick. Torchy, goodbye. All right, so let's go. You know, this is a good transition to that. If the Rangers do not win this playoff series, is he in danger of being fired? In your esteemed opinion, the chat weigh in on this too.
Well, we've heard a little scuttlebutt that the organization wasn't happy with the way he was treating one Marion Gaborik. But it's all the media's fault, of course. You know, Tortsy. And that they're fed up with him. I don't know. Look at the body of work. I mean, the man was coached 3 weeks and he was suspended because he couldn't tolerate, you know, the fans behind him in Washington. I completely forgot about that. I'm sure the raincoats will be out and all that shit. So he's got to watch his tort temper.
Tort temper, goodbye.
I don't know. I don't know.
If they go out in 5 games, fired or not?
Well, see, here, now William T. said he thinks Sather is dying to get rid of him. But you know what? Sather knew what he was getting.
Sather might just be dying. Sorry.
I mean, Sather knew what he was getting. This is what he wanted. He wanted a complete change from Tom Rennie, and he got one. You know, this is like the Mets. You know, they go from Bobby V to Art Howe, and then they complain that Art Howe's got no fire, and you know he's too calm, too passive. Well, the guy that you had the fire and had the arrogance and you know the wins, you fired him. But you know, I'm just saying. Compare. You know what you're getting. I don't know if Sather's dying. I'm dying to get rid of Sather.
Yeah, he's another buffoon.
I think I'll die before Sather.
I mean, really? I don't know. I would like to think that they would take a look at him and say, listen, you know, we love the fact that you're in the secret pact with the devil with us, that you will not reveal anything. We love the fact that you hate the media as much as our owner does. But, John, we're going to move in a direction where we actually do something in the playoffs. I mean, you know, making the semis last year, that was something. I mean, it wasn't an epic run. I mean, it was a lot of games. But like you said, there was a lot of luck involved. And then, listen, but the Rangers did have some big victories. But when it came down to it, they lost to the New Jersey Devils, who were able to roll 4 lines. So how long is this rolling a certain amount of lines and 3 defensemen and relying on is it gonna work? Because he's all the only coach out there doing it. So whatever. I guess, you know, that's something to be discussed, you know, after the season is over.
Yeah.
But so where do you see the Rangers? I guess we got some phone calls, don't we? I think last time I checked.
Well, we have your new partner is on hold, who said he would come on if we need phone calls. And then Adam from Chicago is on hold. He would like to come on at some point.
Well, I know Cutsy wanted to call in with some prognostications.
I don't want to talk to him.
I can predict one thing. The Leafs will be down one game to nothing. The Leafs lost, I think, 4-1 tonight to the Brew Crew.
Yeah.
And the Islander game, is that a final 5-0?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yep.
So, you're not going to let Cutsy in, huh?
No, I didn't. He could call in, that's fine. Do if he calls in, cut, see, goodbye. Your phone calls make me want to cry. Your predictions suck. Your team suck. What? I lost Eddie. Did we lose Eddie? All right. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Can you guys still hear me in the chat room? Let me know. Okay, good. You guys can still hear me, so we just need Eddie to call back in. I guess he got mad at me making fun of Cutty. Cutzer. Cutsy. So we'll cue the music back up. Oh, there's Eddie. What happened?
Cutsy, Cutsy.
What happened? What happened? Cutsy, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your phone calls make me cry.
What, you're not going to let him on?
He hasn't called in. If he calls in, I'll put him on. Of course. Of course.
Right, because he was all psyched last night to give his prognostications. And I laid down the law. I said, listen, Cutsy, we're just doing grades tonight.
So if your lips are
wet, ready to go.
Hold on.
It is what it is. Yeah, I want to talk to Cutsy about Dave Steeb and Joe Carter and Jimmy Key.
Dave Steeb. I forgot about that guy.
Rico Carty.
You're really into this song.
So, if your lips are wet and ready, hold on. There he is. He's on hold.
All right, let's put him on. Let's let him be the first. Usually he's the last.
Yeah, we always make him go last because by then everybody's gone to sleep and we don't want to bore them to tears. And so, Joe and Adam, I'm going to ask you to just wait another couple of minutes while we get to this shitstorm. Cutsy, what's going on? How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Did I make you
laugh? We're doing well.
Were you giggling?
I was giggling at what you were saying about me.
Oh, all right. Well, we love you. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
I love you like hemorrhoid cream. Now, in all seriousness, I'm asking, any luck? Have you had any luck on the job front? Are things going better for you?
Actually, I start orientation with my new job on the 14th.
What are you going to get,
right?
Running for president? You're going to be prime minister up there?
No, I got a job with Target.
Target.
So you had the experience at that type of in a retail establishment. So you're taking your talents to Target. You are the LeBron James of big box retail stores.
Did you have a big announcement that you were going to Target in front of ESPN and the media?
That would have been awesome. There's Cutsy on TSN taking my talents to Target.
All right, so
he's in a good mood tonight.
You wanted
what?
To, yeah, you're in a good mood. I'm surprised the Leafs got their head handed to him tonight, but I watched the
Yeah, game. Yeah, I know. I kind of saw it coming. So,
hey, Cutsy, before you get into your whatever it is you're getting into here, I got to play something for you. Tell me what's wrong with this clip. You ready?
Uh-oh.
No, seriously. See if you pick
okay,
up.
Okay, I know, but...
All right. Just...
Go ahead.
You're a smart guy. Now, hold on. Now I got to find the goddamn thing. Hold on. Where did I put it? I might have outsmarted myself. Oh, here it is. You ready? All right.
Yes.
Hey, all right. Pay close. Listen to this.
With the kickoff between the Redskins and the Steelers, two of the NFL's top five rated quarterbacks go at it as RG3 faces Ben Roethlisberger. Sam Rosen and Brian Billick had the call live from Pittsburgh. Got it?
The Washington Redskins have been one of the most exciting teams in the NFL this year, led by Robert Griffin III. The Pittsburgh Penguins come off a big win in
All right, so did you spot the mistake, Cutsy?
Yeah, you're putting a football clip on a hockey show.
Well, besides that.
No, I didn't really pay attention.
Jesus Christ.
It's a hockey show.
Trying to have some fun with you here, Cutter. And as usual, you're pissing on the barbecue. And this is why I don't want to let you call in. And he always says, let him call. And I always say no because he pisses on the campfire. And he's a buzz killington.
Nah. Maybe he didn't hear the audio. Well, what happened?
I did not hear the goddamn audio.
Well, what happened, Cutter, was that Sam, in a football game, said, And he goes, whatever team was playing. What team was it? The first
the Steelers
team.
They were playing the
yeah.
Steelers, and he called them the Penguins. Stop touching.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway. Let him get to his bit.
Trying to have a little fun with you, Cutter, is like watching Brian Boyle on the power play.
Right.
You have high hopes in the beginning, but in the end, you know it's just going to be massive disappointment.
Actually, there was...
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, there was a second reason why I wanted to call in.
Well, the first one wasn't a hottie either. But go ahead.
I'm still wondering what the first reason was.
Well, the first reason was my playoff picks, but the second reason is because I think I pissed you off, Jim, on Monday.
No, you didn't piss me off.
There was supposed to be a show on Monday, but it got canceled, and I thought it was Eddie's wedding anniversary, when in fact it was Jim's. I got the wrong one. Right. Wrong, excuse me.
I think you think you piss people off, but you really don't. We don't, you know.
When he doesn't think he pisses anyone off, that's when he pisses people off. And when he thinks he's pissed people off, he hasn't.
Oh.
Yeah. You have that power.
Yeah. To always be wrong.
Speaking of wrong, well, as far as what what you're saying about Jim, I don't know. You started blaming me that I would forget my anniversary. My anniversary is so easy to remember, Cutter. It's even I can memorize it. It's 777. That's my anniversary. So I never forget it.
777.
That's right.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
All right, so what's the second reason you called? Yeah, killing me. I was having such a great time.
That was the playoff predictions.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares? Sorry, that was my own sound clip. What are your playoff predictions?
We don't care.
Leafs in five?
No. Bruins in six.
Bruins in six. You're actually picking against your own team?
Oh, that's a no-no.
Come on.
We don't care.
Come on. I might have to blow you up just for that, even though it's...
Don't blow him up.
I don't know, though. Come on. He's a Leafs fan.
Well, he's being really... Who knows? He probably replayed the whole series on NHL 96.
Nintendo Hockey. He chose the two big fat guys and they lost in five games.
He's also obsessed with sumo wrestlers, which I find very disturbing. Okay. Continue with your prediction.
I said Pittsburgh in four. I said, Ottawa in seven, and the Rangers in six for the East.
Whoa, I like that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
He would have gotten blown
why...
up if you would have picked against the Rangers.
I can't pick against the Rangers.
Why?
I know.
Why can't you pick against the Rangers?
Yeah, I know where this is going.
Anybody
else got a question?
I know you got one, Sam. Why can't you pick against the Rangers?
One simple reason. Washington doesn't have any goaltending.
Okay. I don't know if that's your real reason. I don't know if I'm buying that.
It is the real reason.
Okay. So you can't pick against the Rangers?
I knew that if the Rangers faced Washington, the Rangers were going to win. Otherwise, I would have thought that they were going to lose.
All right.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Is that Big Ange?
No. Okay. So,
all right.
Is that why you're...
The Rangers are my favorite team.
You are
now...
not.
All right. So, when you make your predictions, Cutsy, do you go with the better goaltender in the matchup?
Not always.
All right, continue with your picks. I don't want to get into the mind of a nut. I don't want to get into your psychosis.
This is one of the worst phone calls ever.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, just give it to me.
We left your future co-host on hold for this.
I've had rectal exams that have been more fun than this.
Let me just get to it.
All right, go.
Yeah, let me just get into it. All right.
Okay,
I said Chicago in
I'm
five,
happy the way the guys stopped our two-game losing.
And Detroit in seven and Vancouver in six.
Okay.
Detroit's already down one game, nothing.
So?
My gosh, no.
That doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Okay. All right, Cutsy. Thank you for whatever you just did.
I know.
All right, take care. We're marking them down, and I will see you. I'm glad that you picked the Rangers, though. Hopefully that'll bring them some luck.
Yeah, I figured that a lot of people on the Facebook group probably think I'm jinxing them.
Don't worry about those Facebook people.
I just think you're jinxing me in general.
Yes, I do.
You have anything more to say?
Yeah. One more thing.
Okay.
I know you want to know my reason why I'm picking against my own team.
Why?
Historically, there's one major historical stat that is against the Leafs, and it involves Boston.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Okay.
What is it?
I'm just gonna say it quick. Okay, Boston's since the last time Boston and Toronto met in the playoffs in '74.
Double blasted. The hat trick.
He got
the hat trick. The Cutsy hat trick. Sorry, Cutsy. You had to go.
Yeah, that was too much for the liver, as my grandmother used to say.
Did you hear what I said when you said I've had rectal exams that were more fun than this?
No, I didn't.
I said I've given Eddie rectal exams that were more fun than this.
Oh, my God.
Cutter, I did say no to your phone call three times. Eddie talked me into it. We love you, Cutsy. I hope we're blowing you up until we're old and after you've worked at Target for 40 years. Maybe we'll broadcast live from Cutsy's Target someday, right outside in the parking lot.
Oh boy, I'm in joy. anything? What else is in the news, Robin?
Let's talk to Adam. Since he's been holding for a very long time, including through that nightmare. Good evening, Adam, and we're terribly sorry.
How do you follow that?
You just say hi.
Usually with a murder-suicide.
I usually follow that by biting down on the cyanide pill.
Oh, boy. Whatever it is that got you sick, Jim, I bet you are eating it right now.
Oh my God! Or Game of the Thrones fans.
Cutter, I'm done.
I just overdosed on milk of the poppy.
No milk of the poppy. I'll just scream louder.
Yeah.
So, Adam, what are your thoughts? What are your breakdowns? Not nervous breakdowns, but what is your breakdown of the series? What are the keys? What are the key components to this series?
I definitely think that when we look back earlier in the season and we thought, okay, who are some of the Rangers who need to step up and make a difference? For 2 years, we were talking about Derek Stepan, and I believe he wound up leading the team in points by the time that the season ended. So I think the emergence of him actually makes this team, I'm not going to say better than last year, but keep in mind, competition aside, at the end of the season, the Rangers won 5 of their last 6 games and 7 of their last 9. You know, we just tend to dwell on the Florida games, and with good reason. So even though they don't have home ice advantage, I think that the Gavrik trade, as much as I like Gavrik, it has given them the depth that I think they're really going to need to survive these types of playoff series, and I definitely expect this to be a long series. My pick is actually Rangers in 7 in this game. I think they're going to beat Washington in the Verizon Center one day after Game 6, which is absurd that it's back-to-back days. But
oh, I didn't know that.
Somebody needs to explain to me why it's back-to-back days. Yeah. I think it's the 12th and 13th is games 6 and 7.
Well, didn't they get all this time off because there's concerts at the Garden? Rihanna there or something?
Rihanna and some other buffoon. Well,
they're showing up playoff games at the Verizon Center for the Wizards. We know that much. At this rate, they may not be for the Knicks either.
Knicks lost tonight, I heard.
I can't get into basketball. Yep. You know, I can't follow the ball.
But you can follow the puck. Would that be
follow a little black puck, not a big orange ball?
It's kind of a joke. I can't follow, you know, everybody's saying they can't follow the puck. But
right.
I can't follow the ball in basketball, so I can't watch it. I don't have the time to try to pick up that orange ball being tossed around. I think you raised some good points. I think the Rangers are not as... you know, they're not boiled down to a couple players getting the job done goal scoring wise as they were. And I think they're a little bit fresher. I mean, last year they played a lot of hockey in their own zone, and they've kind of been rested these last few weeks. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know. I think another thing that I thought was pretty interesting was Ovechkin, half to his points this season, have come on the power play. So, you know, we've already broken down the penalty killing, and I don't trust the Rangers' penalty killing as much as I have the last couple of years. I really think that has been one of the most consistent things about this team besides Lundqvist, is that the penalty killing has been that good. But, you know, stats aside, I just don't seem to trust this penalty kill like I used to. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, I think with Boyle, you lose something on that. I know Jim doesn't want to hear that. But certainly you have Callahan. You have Pau. They've been using Nash to penalty kill. I'm not so thrilled with that. But when in the playoffs, you need a good penalty kill, especially in this case. You're going to need a super ordinary penalty kill. Yes, I think you're right. And I think a lot has to do with the defensemen. I mean, you know, they're going to have to block a lot of shots and get back into that mode in order to frustrate some of these guys. And, no, I think I mentioned on last night's show that I thought they kind of traded the wrong guy. They got rid of Halpern. Well, they got rid of, I don't know if it was a trade or a wave, I'm not sure. But Halpern goes to Montreal, and I thought they should have kept him over Powell. I liked Halpern on a penalty kill, and really, their numbers on the penalty kill kind of went down after that. And I don't know if it's a direct correlation. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, it's kind of funny. Darryl Powell played 34 games this season with the Rangers. He doesn't have a point. Wouldn't it just be the way that the playoffs tend to go? It would be so ironic if he happened to score a goal, you know, in this series. It wouldn't shock me if Darryl Powell had, like, a big goal or even an assist on something. Just for the pure insanity of the whole thing. It really would not shock me. Oh, and by the way, you were talking about penalty killers. Did you see what happened to Mike Rupp last night in the Blackhawk Wild game?
No.
Oh, his skate blade fell off. The blade fell right off the guy's skate. I'm like, that's what we were watching when he was with the Rangers. That's what we were watching the whole time. I was hysterical. I forgot Mike Rupp was even still in the league until, like, you know, his blade flew right off his skate. I'm like, oh my god, that's a flashback that I really didn't need to be reminded of.
Maybe that's what's wrong with Brian Boyle.
See, look, his was right on time there.
There, it worked right.
Yeah, for me,
Nothing.
Brian All Boyle has worse hands than Jamie Lannister.
Ah. Hands of Bree Walker. You're going to have to really look that one up. That's a reference.
Worse hands than Goldfinger. Or Dr. No, I screwed that one up. I'm sorry. Wrong bomb villain, my bad.
Gave it to you anyway.
Jim, didn't you have a white flag reference about him or something? He had a line on Facebook about him.
Well, I said he should be French because he's a white flag. He's waving a white flag on the power play. Too soon about Jamie. NYR fan in New Jersey. Too soon about Jamie. I made that joke about Brian Boyle the day after they chopped Jamie's. Oh, spoiler alert. I made that joke the day after they chopped off Jamie's hands.
We got to call him Jamie now because
can't call him
doesn't
King
want to be known. Yeah, he doesn't want to be called. All of a sudden, we got to forgive him. So, wow.
And by the way, I do agree with Cutter. I do agree with Cutter. I think Seth Jones will be picked first in the draft. Then maybe Jonathan Drouin. Never mind.
Blow him up for talking about the draft. This is a goddamn scamper.
No. Blow him up for talking about the draft and not for agreeing with Cutter?
Both. Summary execution.
Go ahead.
Whatever you want. I'll leave it up.
It's just fun to make you react. You know that.
No.
Yeah.
I can't blow Adam up. He goes to church. He'll say something bad about us.
It's a pretty big one too. So I know a lot of people, and I probably need it just because of how I react during these games. So it actually comes in handy. Yeah, I ask for forgiveness in advance.
I'm not sure the Rangers have any draft picks. I know they don't have a first. I don't know
first.
What they got.
Two and a four. Yeah, they gave away two in the Klo trade.
Yeah, the two and the four and. I think they gave up the 6 and 7 for Boyle a couple of years ago. Maybe I don't know.
All right, Adam. Thank you for your phone call. Thank you for your time, and I guess thank you for agreeing with Cutter because he does need somebody to agree with him once in a while.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not football season, so I don't totally hate him just yet.
Oh, jeez. All right, Adam. Take care.
Thanks. Leave me on hold.
And remember,
will do.
The lion never bows down to the wolf.
Winter is coming. All right. Let's see. You want to talk to Catroni? You want to talk to your partner? Or?
Yeah. Bring Joe C. JC, as we call him.
Okay. Let's see. Joe!
Jim!
Joe!
Eddie! Eddie, it's been a while, boy. What a show!
To you. What's
going on?
Well, that was 10 minutes. Cutter was on that I'll never get back.
You know, Joe, you excited about this show we got in development on the Prism Network?
Hey.
Prism Cable Network?
That's my business. That's something I don't want to talk about.
All right.
The old Vag Network? Is that what it's what it entails?
Oh, Vag. Jeez.
Okay.
Like Lindsay Lohan, Vag.
That's right. Jim, we missed you last night.
Yeah, I heard.
Jimbo's a little
tapes don't lie, Eddie.
Yeah, he's a little under the weather, and I'm glad.
Jimbo's a little down and out, so.
Yeah, he's a little under the weather, and I'm glad.
Oh, God, I'm never going to live it down.
Never, ever.
You better not pull that clip and put it off.
I swear to God.
Here's another great one. I like this one. When I make mistakes, it ain't funny.
It's true. It's not funny.
I get my feelings
sounds
hurt.
Like, God, he sounds like my grandmother over there hacking on a Salem.
Well, that lady that's in those damn commercials that we have to watch every freaking night. With the throat and the, can't stand those commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, like I said earlier, that was 10 minutes that we're not getting back with the Cutter rant. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm going to watch the playoffs now. He picked the Rangers in six. He is what I call poison. And I was feeling super great about the Rangers' chances of winning the series. And that went out the door about 15 minutes ago.
Well, he is a supporter of the Kitchener Rangers. And
yes, them too.
Oh, we haven't heard this. Wait, we haven't heard this in a while.
New York Islanders, oh no, I hate them as much as they Ottawa, but that's beside the point. Senators sack. How? Because the Blues are better. The Islanders. People don't like them. They are on an island.
Oh my God.
Oh. Unbelievable. It's radio gold right there.
Oh.
Forever in the annals of Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
It's wonderful. Well, it was good to hear that Jim wasn't at home shitting himself last night.
God bless that kid.
And God bless Target for hiring him.
That's right. Yeah, let's hope they give him lots of nights. As a matter of fact, from now on, Cutsy's got to post his schedule on Facebook so that I know when the schedule shows.
Cutsy's going to be like that kid
tonight?
In the...
All right, the show's at 7.
He's going to be like that kid in Career Opportunities. Where he's going to get locked in at Target from midnight to 8 in the morning.
Oh,
jeez. Love to see I'd love to see him do inventory. Holy shit.
Picture him sitting on the floor back in the toy department. They brought their fucking toys with them.
Rather than play with toys and play with themselves. They're too dumb to play with themselves. Jimbo's a little down and out, so.
Yeah, he's a little under the weather, and I'm bred. Oh, my God. You're like the wife that you said one thing wrong in front of her when she was not around, and she's just going to never let you forget it.
No, the difference is with the wife, there's malice. I'm just busting balls. With the wife, there's malice.
Yeah,
that's great.
So, Joe, what's your predictions? If we wrap this busting balls edition up?
My predictions for the series, for each of the series, I like the Rangers in the series. I like Boston. Oh, I love that movie. Love it.
I wish I was in the land of cotton, old-time girls, but now I forgot. Look away. Sounds like the same guy. It's the same guy.
All I keep thinking of is in 20 years when we go and replay these, we're going to laugh three times as hard.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
All right.
Give us your prediction, Joe. What'd you say?
I like the Rangers in the series. I like Boston. I like Boston. I like Pittsburgh, and I like Ottawa. I didn't like the way Montreal's played the last half of the season. I think they looked pretty disinterested. I think Ottawa's. I think they're a little. I don't know. Especially after last year, the way that they lost to the Rangers. They had us on the rope.
I think with Carlson back and
Anderson
Carey Price matchup, I like Anderson much better than Price.
Yes. They've been the story of the year, really. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, losing all those guys, Betson, I mean, forget it. It's like making a trade and not giving up anybody.
But Joe, how
Rangers
could they possibly?
You got Rangers in six. I got Rangers in seven.
Rangers in seven. Rangers in six, but it ain't going to be easy.
But how could Buffalo lose with Brandon Prust?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hi, bud.
We have got the podcast on the Instigator Radio program.
All right, Tortsy.
He won't take the bait.
not. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Good night.